Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Activities Director Greg Thomas as he is set to retire at the end of this month. What a journey it's been for you at Humboldt. You spent 18 years as a football coach from 2000 to 2017. You've been the activities director since 2005. But I first want to go back to the beginning, go over the story of how you ended up in Humboldt.
Michelle and I started our career. Michelle worked at VT Industries in Holstein, Iowa, and I was in the Galva Holstein. At that time, it was called the Galva Holstein School District. I was teaching fifth grade and started out as an assistant football, assistant basketball, assistant baseball coach. And 3 years into that tenure, I had the opportunity to take over as the head football coach. So I was a head football coach from 93 to 99. And the summer of 99, I had an opportunity to coach as an assistant coach in the Shrine Bowl. And got to be good friends with then head coach from Clear Lake, Fred Week. And Fred told me, hey, you really should think about applying for the Humboldt football job. It's going to be open. So my wife and I, we talked about it. We decided in about an hour closer to home. We were about 4 hours away from home out in Holstein. And we were 3 hours away from home here in Humboldt. So we decided to apply for the sixth grade teaching position and the head football job. And as luck would have it, we got selected and moved to Humboldt in 2000.
Since my first year here, been welcome to the community. How was that for you making the transition here?
It's been such a welcoming place. When we first got here, everybody was really friendly, helpful. The staff, the community, just everybody involved was just so opening and open arm and welcoming and helpful and everything that you'd expect. I was a little nervous. I'm not kidding you. Humboldt is three times bigger than any town I'd ever lived in up to that. Now, I know Humboldt's not a huge city, but I grew up in a town of 700, and Holstein is a town of about 1,400. So it was a big step for this Southern Iowa kid to move to the big city of Humboldt.
Now, year seven for you, you win the state championship, bring the first championship in program history, state championship-wise, to the football program. Let's go back to that season, because in game number two, you lose to Clear Lake. Only loss of the season, and then you have to face Clear Lake in the state championship.
Yeah, it was kind of a storybook season. We had a pretty good year the year before, and Lamar's was a tough team for us to beat and play previously, and we knocked Lamar's off during the regular season the year before. That was homecoming game. So we qualified for the playoffs in 05 and drew Lamar's as the first round, and they came over and just kicked our tail. They beat us 31-7 in that first round. And it was a very crushing defeat, but the kids really used that for motivation. And they worked their tails off all summer long and just getting ready for that final senior season. That year's seniors, we started with 31 boys out for football as ninth graders, and we still had 29 of them their senior year. So it was a pretty tight-knit group. A lot of young men stayed with football. So we started out in a really difficult game with Estherville Lincoln Central week one, went four overtimes. They ended up only losing two games, one to us and then one during the playoffs to the 2A state champion. So then week two, we played Clear Lake, and we had about a three-hour rain delay. We kicked that game off at a quarter to 10 because of lightning or thunder and rain. Clear Lake they dominated us. They beat us 21-0. We were a little shorthanded that game, but they really controlled the football game that night. Back then, we had two non-conference games, two non-district games. Then we had seven district football games. We were able to run the table on those seven.
You win the championship. What was that feeling like coming back to Humboldt from going to the state championship, having a chance to bring home that title and getting back to the community?
It was unlike anything I've ever experienced. And the community really has been behind us and behind our athletics, not just football, but rain or shine, good or bad, they've always been there to support us. And that's one of the beauties of living here in Humboldt, a very supportive community. But when we won, we beat Lamar's in the semifinals in overtime, and then we beat Clear Lake in the finals. And that was, it was sweet to beat Clear Lake, the North Central Conference rival in the finals. And we had some pizza over there after the ball game. And then we came back, and the whole high school, the balcony and the whole west side was just full of fans and community members and students, and just had a great welcome home. It was really a thrill to be a part of that.
What would you say your favorite memory was? I'm sure you have many as head football coach for 18 years in Humboldt.
You know, obviously the 06 state championship game ranks right up there. That comes to mind right away. Getting an opportunity to coach my own son in high school football was a tremendous experience for me. I hope it was for him too. I think, you know, specifically probably those two things, but on a broader spectrum, just all of the lasting relationships we've been able to establish with our players over the years. We still get text messages from a lot of our players, you know, here and there. And just, we've had such a great group of young men come through the program and come through the athletic department. And it's just so fun to stay connected with those young men and watch them as they now start their families. Their kids are starting to get into athletics and school. And I guess that's the relationships with the kids and then our assistant coaching staff. We had a little bit of change over the years, but I had tremendous guys coaching football with me and just had a ball doing that. And then you establish a lot of really good relationships with visiting coaches and officials too along the way. So, and multiple radio personalities as well.
Also, you made the addition of being the activities director in 2005. What kind of went into that decision to oversee not just the whole athletics for Humboldt, but also the activity side as well?
When I first started teaching, my building principal back in Galva, Denny Odie, told me, hey, you need to get back to school and get your master's in administration. And never really thought too much about it. When we moved here in 2000, talked it over, and we decided, I think 2003 or 2004 is when I started my master's program at Drake. It just seemed like the right thing to do as far as get your master's administration. I never really had any desire to be an administrator, but if the opportunity ever came open, maybe it would be the right place, the right time. And then lo and behold, the next year, our activities director and the dean of students position came open at the high school. And just then Superintendent Dr. Judas talked to me and asked me if I was interested in applying. And so we talked it over and decided it was the right move and interviewed for the job and got it. And then spent the next 15 years as AD and assistant principal at the high school.
You're wrapping up year number 24 here at Humboldt High School between many different things. I know you were also assistant principal for a little bit, activities director, head football coach. How would you sum up the past quarter century here in Humboldt?
Fast. It's gone really, really fast. But it's been a tremendous experience for my family and myself. Humboldt has been great to us. It was the right time. It was the right place for us. It still is the right place for us. So we're not going anywhere. But our own two children have had a lot of opportunities to participate in different activities here and different sports and also get into the fields of study that they wanted to academically. So Humboldt's just been so warm and welcoming. The relationships we've been able to establish here, just can't thank Humboldt enough for everything that they've done for my family and myself. It's just we just love it here.
How gratifying for you has it been knowing that you've helped oversee the success of hundreds, even thousands of Humboldt students at the schools here the past 24 years?
You know, my experience in education, I knew I really, really wanted to coach. And I kind of looked at teaching as an avenue to be able to coach. And once you get in the classroom and you start teaching and you start establishing those relationships with the young kids, I was teaching fifth and sixth grade. And then you go to the high school as assistant principal and AD, you realize that the coaching is very much secondary. You start realizing the importance, any educator, whether you're a teacher, administrator, coach, the impact that you can have on the young lives and the individual and young lives, and just, you know, do whatever you can to help them grow as human beings and as people and as athletes and as students. And that by far is the most gratifying part of our job, is just to watch those young people grow and develop, make mistakes, learn from them, move on. And then it's so gratifying to see them in church with their families, you know, on Sunday, or you see them in the grocery store and they stop and talk to you and they're doing well and they're excited about what their career is and their family. And those are just special relationships and feelings that you get from the job. And that's over the course of a 33-year career, you realize it was very little about the X's and O's and the wins and losses, and all about the relationships and the impact and the impact those young people have had on my life too.
Now, Greg, I know you've got some future plans coming up. You're going to be moving over to the private school teaching at St. Mary's. Tell us a little bit about that coming up.
Well, the opportunity this December, January, I started talking with Mrs. Borman at St. Mary's and said there was an opportunity, sixth grade opening. And, you know, I interviewed for the job and got offered the job. And it just felt like the right transition from where I was to where, you know, teaching that age level for my entire 15-year teaching career. Now, trying to slow down a little bit as far as the activities. Director part of it is pretty involved and pretty busy and pretty nonstop now. And it just seems like a nice transition into full retirement someday. I don't know when that's going to be, but really looking forward to it. Actually a little nervous. Haven't taught in front of a classroom for 18 years or 19 years. So it's a little bit of anxiety there, but I'm sure it's a little bit like riding a bicycle, I hope.
I'm sure you're going to make a good transition over there. You've done well in all the other aspects, so I'm sure that'll be...
Well, thanks. And I've had so much help along the way. Assistant coaches, gals in the office, everybody has helped me along the way. Julie Nielsen's been the right-hand gal in the office for my entire career there at the as AD. And Lori Westhoff, former high school principal. Without Lori's assistance, I don't think I could have been assistant principal, AD, and keep coaching football. So Lori really helped. Joni Torkelson, Emily Haynes. We've had a lot of people up there helping me out. So just want to say very sincere thank you to all those people that have helped me along, and also past administrators, past board members, current board members, current administrative team has been so helpful.
Well, Greg, as we wrap things up, do you have one final message here to the Humboldt community?
As big a heartfelt thank you as I could possibly express. It's been a tremendous place to have the majority of my educational career happen here in Humboldt. Can't think of a better place. Can't think of better people to be surrounded with. And, you know, June 30 is going to be a little sad. I shed a few tears already just thinking about the end of the career and as far as AD goes. But not too many regrets, not too many things I'd do differently.
Well, Greg, I want to say from all of us in Humboldt, from all of us here at 97.7 The Bolt, thank you for the last 24 years here in Humboldt. And we want to wish you the best of luck as you now head back to the classroom here to St. Mary's coming up next year here.
Well, thank you. I told this to Phil the other night at a baseball game. We in smaller town Iowa, we don't realize how lucky we are to have a local radio station and a local newspaper. Both entities really support our children, our activities, our athletics, our school system. We get great coverage, and we appreciate the partnership we've had with KHBT and Humboldt Independent, even way before my time too, and look forward to that continuing. And thank you guys. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you being here in Humboldt, and you do a great job for us.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you for joining us again here on Coach's Corner.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.